3, 2, 1. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Activate Podcast, where we help you kickstart your week with positivity, purpose, and motivation. I'm your host, Atali, and I am thrilled to have you back here as we begin this journey together. Whether you're commuting, getting ready for work, or just waking up, Activate is here to help you set a tone for a great week. Today's episode will be focusing on the art of setting intentions, how to start your week with a purpose. I'm so happy that we start this next episode with setting intention, because I believe it's always necessary to set a goal, to set an objective that you're looking for, just so because it gives you the energy to push when it doesn't feel like you can't push anymore. So, let's get into this. What is an intention? An intention is the idea that you plan to carry out or intend to carry out. So what is a purpose then? A purpose is a reason for which something is done. I believe as we grow up, we lose a certain sense sometimes of what it means to set a purpose, to have a purpose in life. And it's so sad because people nowadays, they are so stuck in different loops that they find it hard to get out of. You find yourself dreading Mondays. You find yourself dreading work. You find yourself dreading everything. And it's sad that in today's technology, in today's era, in today's generations, people have lost the sense of purpose. So, as we get into today's episode, I'd like you to remember to set a time just so you can sit down and remember that purpose, the reason why you're still alive, the reason why you're still pushing on. To help you more in revising what your purpose is, I have 3 questions for powerful intention setting. The first question is, who do you aspire to become? Who do you aspire to become? The second question is, what do you want to embody? What do you want to embody? The third one is, what kind of personality and habits no longer serve you? I believe that these 3 questions can help you set a purpose or even revise that purpose that you already have. They're going to push you to the edge, and I'm here for every part of that. So the first question, who do you aspire to become? As I said, growing up, we always had that moment where you felt like you were meant for more, you know. What is your dream? What was your dream when you lost it? What gave you the purpose to push on? The second reason why you need to remember that is because when you were thinking about setting aside the purpose or just dreaming, you saw yourself 5, 10, 20, or 30 years in the future. That person who you aspired to become is not in the now. He's in the future. He's the person you are so proud of that you dreamt about him today. The power of positive mindset, positive affirmation, it helps a lot. And I feel so sad when people forget about that. But also, I know I've fallen in the trap, as I say. It took me a long time to realize that I have to do something. Because I've lost my ways a couple times. And this podcast is another way of pushing myself forward, showing myself that everything is possible. And of course, it's all about building a habit. The second question was, who do you embody? Who do you want to embody? How do you want people to perceive you on the first point of contact? You know that saying, first love on sight. It's so beautiful because we just say it, but we never live it. We say it in the love-hate relationship, but I believe we should be applying it in our normal lives. You look at somebody and you're like, wow, they are so accomplished. They've done so much with so little. That feeling that you have when you're looking at somebody, it should help you set a purpose, set an intention for who you want to become. The third question is set up so that you can look at things that no longer serve you. The question goes, what kind of personality and habits no longer serve you? Who are you now that is not going to help you in the future? What characteristics, what habits, what personality doesn't help in the future you? The future you is going to be happy if you drop all the bad stuff, all the bad habits. He's going to be happy. So, why not do it now? It takes 21 days to build a habit. And as humans, we are weak. We lose sense of purpose even for the things we love. You know, how many cycles have you broken out of just because you didn't follow through? You gave yourself a dream. You gave yourself a purpose. You said, I would like to work out more. I would like to write that book. I would like to start a business. But in the midst of trying to research or trying to pursue what you had given yourself, you lose sense of it. You break out of that cycle. And it's hard. It's hard coming back. It is. I know it. I've broken a lot of promises to myself. And I laugh about it because I know if I become sad, it's not going to be possible. But you also know that there is a sense of purpose that you have. So Activate is here to help you follow through on those little things that you were not able to do. This week, I'd like you to set aside 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 1 minute a day and meditate on these three questions. What do you aspire to become? What do you embody? And what kind of personality and habits no longer serve you? Everybody has a dream, but we sometimes forget about it when you get stuck in the never-ending loop. But same as working out, if you don't use a muscle, it's going to shrink. So practice and practice and practice, because practice makes perfect. So intention is all about believing and trusting that all will be great at the end. If you don't believe that all will be great at the end, you won't see the clear picture of who you want to become. Take a few seconds right now, you know. Look at who you would like to become in the next 5 years. How do you want people to look at you? How do you want people to know you? Also, you should never forget to smile in the process. Look at that person. Smile because you're proud of who you were able to become. You're proud because you were able to stick with the process. You were able to follow through and you became that person. You became that person. You became that dream. Okay, let's get back to reality. It's not going to be easy. It is not. And I know it. And you also know it. So, how are we going to do it? It's all about making goals, making objectives, hitting little milestones. And of course, you have to be able to be happy with it. Remember to celebrate. Remember to celebrate the little breakthrough. So, again, this week, the purpose for this episode was setting intentions. Set aside at least 5, 10, 30 minutes. Meditate. Write down. Go to your vision board. A lot of people forget that. In order to have something, you have to envision it. Write it down. Let the universe know that you need it. That way, once you write it down, you will start to work on it. Thank you so much for joining me again on Activate. I can't wait to grow together and help you unleash your full potential. Remember, this week is full of possibilities, and it all starts with you. So, until next time, stay motivated, stay purposeful, and keep pushing forward.